Polly Dobbs, trust and estate attorney, encourages growers to begin planning for the future today. Polly recommends that growers and farm families learn about the different options that trusts can offer and how to select the best trustee for your situation. She also advises growers to ask their local networks for recommendations on the best attorney to help you prepare your plan.
There are so many different types of trusts, and it's not the farmer's job to understand them all. It's the farmer's job to get the wheels turning as far as what feels like the right kind of plan for their family and their assets, and then go find a lawyer who can help explain the different options. And there are also a whole lot of tax issues about why we use trusts, and the tax rules are always changing. So we use trusts to make sure that all of mom and dad's very valuable farm assets don't just hit the kids' balance sheets directly, making them too rich for estate tax purposes. So then the kids have to jump through hoops and do planning to try to reduce their taxable estate before the assets can get to the grandkids. So the more kind of holistic family tree planning we can do, the better. Wills, trusts type work is governed by local law. So everybody needs an attorney in their state, licensed in their state. So start with your crop insurance agent, your accountant, your agronomist, your banker, all of those people that you're already doing business with. They know who does good estate planning work for farmers. Start by seeking referrals from people you're already doing business with and from other farmers in your region who you know are going through the same process, because it really does need to be local.